Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news, and that means it's time to check in with Scott Rodd from the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
In the news this week, a fight over waffles, or actually a waffle restaurant.
Yeah, the owners of a popular Sacramento area restaurant chain, the Waffle Experience, are tussling in court over an ownership dispute.
So why are they mad at each other?
Well, earlier this month, restaurant co-founder Jeffrey Belaski filed suit against a fellow co-owner, Michael Donahoe, and the two other Waffle Experience principals. Belaski alleges that the three men conspired to push him and his wife out of the business and take over their ownership stake.
And this fight is essentially over the effort to set up a franchise, right?
Yeah. After successfully opening its first two locations in Folsom and Natomas, the Waffle Experience decided to try their hand at franchising in 2016. They formed a separate business entity to handle that franchising effort. Jeff Belaski and his wife, Lydia Belaski, and Donahoe split the ownership of that new entity. It's at this point that the Belaskis allege Donahoe began to edge them out of the business, at first with the franchise entity and then with the Waffle Experience entity overall.
I guess it's not that unusual for successful partnerships to fall apart and wind up in court, but this partnership actually has a unique story behind it.
Yeah, that's right. The co-founders forged a strong friendship after meeting in the Marines and serving together in Operation Desert Storm. It's a story that they would often tell when speaking in public, and you know, they kind of served as a yin and yang for running the business. Donahoe oversaw the kitchen operations, and Jeff Belaski oversaw the front of the house operations and business financials. But now that partnership appears to be coming apart. The Belaskis are seeking a judicial determination that clarifies their ownership in the company, and also an undisclosed amount in damages. And it's worth noting here that there are always two sides to every lawsuit. While Donahoe did not respond to the Business Journal's request for a comment, it's very likely he has a different take on how the dispute arose.
There's some casino news out of South Sacramento this week.
The owners of Park West Casino Lotus have purchased a neighboring retail space, but their intentions for the property aren't quite clear.
Well, what else do you know about this deal?
So according to property records, a company tied to the owner of Park West Casino Lotus recently purchased a retail plaza on Stockton Boulevard for about $3.7 million. The plaza is made up of three buildings totaling about 32,000 square feet. Three spaces in the center currently have occupants, but an entire building of about 8,800 square feet beside the casino is empty.
So they bought the neighboring retail space. Does that mean they're expanding?
That's where questions remain. Park West Casino Lotus nearly tripled in size 3 years ago, and as a result, they've reached the maximum number of gaming tables allowed by the city of Sacramento. A representative for the casino claimed the purchase was actually made by a relative of the casino's owner, and the plans for the retail center have no connection to the casino. However, a representative from the brokerage firm in the deal, Ethan Conrad Properties, suggested the new owners were exploring the possibility of a banquet hall concept in that building closest to the casino.
And finally, it looks like construction on Midtown Sacramento's latest mid-rise apartment building called 17 Central could start before the end of the year.
Right. It'll be located at 1631 K Street and have 8.5 stories. Demolition on the existing building at the site could start as early as summer, which means potentially paving the way for construction by the end of 2019. The building will have 111 apartments with 1,600 square feet of retail space, and the apartments include studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom units ranging from 370 feet to 1,250 square feet.
Are there any common themes you're seeing with all these apartment projects in Midtown? I mean, I know there's one under construction right now at 19th and J Streets, and there are a few more apartment complexes being planned.
Well, the clearest common theme is that Sacramento's urban core just needs more housing, and these developers are trying to fulfill that need. But beyond that, there also seems to be a real need for moderately priced apartment units geared towards young professionals and recent college graduates. The developers behind the apartment under construction at 19th and J Street that you mentioned, they described the project as, quote, designed for millennials and young professionals that value sustainable urban living. That's from their website. The apartment's website also uses the word small, smart, and sustainable to describe the units, which seems like an attempt at targeting that younger audience looking to live modestly in Sacramento's urban core without spending an arm and a leg. It looks like 17 Central is also trying to meet that need. The developer previously told the Business Journal that the price points for the units would be moderately priced.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Scott Rott from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.